Brothers and sisters, first I would like to thank your pastor, Father Rison, for this opportunity to celebrate this Eucharist with you. At the same time, Father Andrew Trapp, we are together in Beaufort. I'm a new parochial vicar there. He's a pastor. He told me about this need, the need to come and continue serving God through this Eucharist. Today, brothers and sisters, we celebrate the Epiphany of the Lord. The word Epiphany means the Lord's manifestation to all people on earth. The Magi said, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star and at its rising and have come to do him homage." They did Jesus homage. They worshipped him and recognized he is a king, a light not only to the people of Israel, for the people of Israel, but also for all nations until now, for us today. More than ever, the world, our world, our life, our world needs light. Light from God. Societies, families, churches, each of us, all need light from God to enlighten our lives and the world. As we celebrate the Epiphany of the Lord, let us take a moment to talk about the importance of the light of God in our lives for us today. The question we can ask at the beginning is, where should we worship the Lord to receive always his light? It is only by coming to church we can experience it? Yes, of course, but not only that. With today's readings, we will try to see or to remind ourselves of a precious place where the Lord is waiting for us to receive his light. Let us together explore what today's readings teach us. In the first reading, we hear about the word light. The light would come in time, in a time of darkness. If the people needed light, that means they were living in darkness without light. In the Bible, darkness has different meanings. It can refer to a world without God, a place where sins reign, where the power of evil dominates. The prophet Isaiah addressed a message to the people who needed light because they were living in darkness. "Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of God, of the Lord, shines upon you." To understand his message about light, it is important to remember the importance of the light for the people at that time. At that time, they were still under domination, oppressed, humiliated. They were tempted to despair. One of their questions was, will all the beautiful promises of God, the beautiful promises of God through his prophet, ever be fulfilled? That situation was considered a time without light, where oppression, domination, evil dominated. In that context, Isaiah gave them courage, urging them not to give up, because the light would come. That means they would find consolation, light of joy. They would find consolation, joy, freedom to return to their homeland. And they will see even other nations would recognize the power of Lord, by giving light. That means freedom, consolation, joy to return to their homeland. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining regions. Then, as we see, the people who were living without light, as we see, is not about lack of physical light when we talk about light. It is a situation, a bad situation of life, situation of hardship, delusion, oppression. I would like to say as well, brothers and sisters, like the people at that time, a lot of people today in our world, in our society, many of us experience situations in life without light, or situation of darkness. Situation without light can be compared to the times of hardship, times of deceptions, times of delusion, illness, oppression, lack of faith. Isaiah's message for us today reminds us of the Lord who never abandons his children, who need the light, who need consolation, who need support, who need joy. And those who remain faithful, those who welcomes him, will be consoled by receiving love, light, freedom, joy, and hope. The gospel today, today's gospel, give us an example of the grace of the light of God which shines upon all nations. The Magi were people who recognized in Jesus the light of hope. They were the first to worship him. They did not belong to the Jewish people. Guided by a star and scriptures, arriving at the newborn, they offered him their gifts: gold for a king, frankincense for a god, and myrrh for a mortal. Their story, brothers and sisters, refers to many brothers and sisters who know, accepting and recognizing the truth and God's presence in their life. They can become members of God's family, as St. Paul teaches us, serving him in different ways. As we celebrate the Epiphany of the Lord for us today, where should we worship the Lord to receive his light? This is our question. Yes, of course, we can find it in the church, but there is another place to find this light. It is the tabernacle of our hearts. Jesus is waiting for us every day, not only at the church, but also in our heart. Jesus is Epiphany for us and wants us to be Epiphany for others, for our projects, lives, decision. He wants to manifest first in our heart, to enlighten, to clean, transform, encourage, strengthen like the people of Israel, renew, give peace and hope, because as Christians we are called to communicate His love and light around us. Very important, the moment of prayer, personal prayer in family, to receive this light and to meet Jesus. Jesus is waiting for us to give us this light of Epiphany. Let us pray, brothers and sisters, that Jesus be the light of our lives always. Inflame us to worship God and serve those in need. Then we will be a light to lead others to Him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.